recorded live.
Hello, everybody, and this is Rick, and it is the 5th of March, and this is the Q&A call for the AR subscription. I want to welcome everybody on the call today. So our first question, how do I heal? My husband had multiple affairs this year, including one with my best friend at the time. He also had an emotional affair before we got engaged and had a physical affair before we got married. I knew about both of these, but didn't know the second was physical. I started suspecting affairs when he came home from a 6-week training for a new job, but he didn't confess until I found the fake email, October of 2011. I'm not sure I got the whole truth even then. I'd confronted him throughout the year and was given nothing but lies and basically made to feel crazy beyond crazy, in fact. I was in so much turmoil and pain, but I still held out hope that we could make it through everything. We took some time apart at the end of 2011, and he came home promising change and told me he wanted to be with me and our two small children. He came up with the idea of traveling for a year. I packed up everything, and we moved all of our furniture out. He went to counseling, but missed a week here and there, and would refuse to commit to anything else we had talked about when he came home, telling me that I had made him do things, it wasn't real. At the last minute, I just couldn't leave with him, so I moved back into our house. He travels for his job and is gone for 4 days at a time. He got fairly angry and defensive any time I tried to talk to him or if I got upset. He refused to set boundaries and refused to get or to be accountable. We've been separated for a month. At first, he told me he didn't want a divorce and that he would come back home to us and that he was giving me what I wanted because I had asked for him to leave. I just didn't feel safe with him and didn't feel that I could turn him down for sex. He had become fairly aggressive during sex, and I just felt like that was all he wanted from me. He used to read the Bible daily and has always been pretty pressuring about needing to have sex. He told me that he didn't feel love toward me for years, and he felt he was in a prison with me. He would tell me from time to time, but I honestly tried to change. I didn't mean to neglect or disrespect him. I truly loved him and still do. He's decided to leave and go on a trip, the trip we had planned to go on together. Well, I'm guessing he did. He didn't tell me he was leaving, but he told a few friends who had relayed the information to me. He was only wearing his wedding band around me because it hurt his feelings when it hurt my feelings when he didn't have it on. He's also spending more money than he ever has. I brought up the EMS, but he wasn't thrilled about the price. I've given everything I have to saving our marriage, but I feel that I'm carrying his burden as well. Of course, he blames everything on me. I'm really struggling with the pain. People tell me I need to focus on me and our children, and that my husband needs to see that I can be okay without him. Maybe I shouldn't have asked him to leave. I didn't feel safe after a year and a half, and I didn't feel as though he was willing to do whatever it takes or anything to heal except for planning trips and things that were fun. I just knew we needed more than fun to get healed. A harboring hope group starts soon, but what do I do now? How do I move forward? I feel abandoned and worthless. My babies are starting to ask the hard questions. They are 4 and 3. I don't know if there's anything left to hope for. My husband says he likes his new life and that he finally feels free. He had once admitted to being a sex addict, and now he doesn't have a problem. How do I heal? How do I take care of me and our little ones as our family is breaking apart? Wow. You know, I guess my heart breaks for you. That has got to be so incredibly difficult. The one thing I know is you cannot want to save this marriage more than he does. And from the way you describe things, and obviously there's two sides of the story, but from the way you describe things, I also at this stage would see very little hope, and especially the fact that at this point he's saying he's not willing to do anything. You know, things like this don't just heal on their own. You're not crazy when you want to process, when you want to talk about it, and, you know, hopefully someone's willing to do what they can to help. Someone doesn't go, by the way, from being a sex addict to not being a sex addict, but at times a sex addict does go back into denial and blaming other people rather than seeing the problem they've got. How do I heal? You know, I think doing the Harboring Hope course and being with other people, finding out the journey that others have been on will be very, very helpful. In terms of how do you take care of you, I think finding safe people to talk to. These are people who have already walked this journey, who really do understand. I think it's difficult to talk to people who haven't been through this. Everybody thinks they know what they would do and how they would respond. But the reality is no one really knows, I think, until they're actually in that situation. And they end up doing things they never suspected. So finding others farther down the line is going to be really good for you that you can also talk to. Eventually, I think limiting contact with him, except as it has to do with the kids, is going to be helpful. Just in terms of you staying your course. So follow the course that you feel like, you know, God has you on. And hopefully, you know, at some point he'll come to his senses. But you want to know that he's going to be safe. And a willingness to be safe is going to have a lot to do, you know, with his concern for you rather than his concern about what you're doing to him. By the way, I think that if I had done the things that he had done and wasn't kind of following through, Stephanie also would have asked me to move out. So I don't think you're crazy for asking him to move out. You know, at one level, you don't also want to continue in a destructive pattern where neither of you can heal. And I hope that helps. And certainly I will be praying for you. And I don't just say that. I just feel horrible about your situation. And again, I hope that something touches him and he makes a change so that he can begin to get help that he needs and take care of his family. So our next question. It's been 1 year since I discovered my wife's affair. Last year was a very intense year. We felt like a roller coaster. We went to EMS weekend. I also did Harboring Hope. And she did Hope for Healing. I feel we worked very hard last year, and it brought us closer. Right now, I feel much, much better than a year ago. However, after all the effort and everything that we've been through, I'm confused. Right now, I feel we are both very busy with life in general, and I don't feel as close as I did last year. In addition to that, I don't have a clear idea of whether we should stay together or not. I just figured that by this time, I should at least know whether to stay or go. I guess I'm not sure what else to do and how much longer I should stay in a marriage if I'm still not sure what to do at the end of 1 year after discovery. So my first thought is, I don't know if you remember, but I said typically at the end of a year, people get much more discouraged and go back to where they were at the 1 year, at the point of discovery, actually. So I don't know that it's unusual for people to be ambivalent and confused at the point of 1 year. In fact, I had somebody just last week at the 1 year anniversary who they've been doing pretty well, and he actually kicked his wife out and said he was filing for divorce, and she was completely caught off guard simply because they'd been doing so well. To the best of his, you know, knowledge, or to the best of her knowledge, once we It's kind of funny. I explained, I reminded her actually that you're at the 1 year mark. He doesn't know what he wants at this point. And sure enough, things begin to slowly turn around and they begin to come back. So one thing I would suggest as you deal with the 1 year mark, give yourself another, you know, 6 weeks, 2 months. I think you'll find that some of the feelings that you had that you seem to have lost in the recent past will begin to come back, because again, what you're experiencing is pretty typical. And the other thing I would suggest is begin to focus maybe on in a future tense, and have some discussions with your wife about this. Ultimately, what made us vulnerable as a couple? How would we like things to be different? Begin to look at things you're thankful for, the things that ultimately help you appreciate the marriage, things your mate seems to be doing well. If there's still some individual or marital work that needs to be done, then I'd also recommend that you do get some marriage counseling and try to see if some of those issues that are maybe keeping you apart can be resolved. So with that, that's the end of our questions for the day. I want to thank everybody for joining our call, and I hope you have a good week. Be sure to post and bring us some more questions for next time. Thank you.